Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So let me just kind of clear things up. Apparently, people think those are my boobies. Those are not my boobies. There's this stupid resurgence of the 10-year challenge. I don't really like these challenges. I think they're dumb. I think they're annoying. Where on your social media feed, everybody's posting a picture of them 10 years ago and then now. And so where's your 10-year challenge? Where's your 10-year challenge? So what I did is I found a couple pictures online. One, real perky breasts, you know, and a cute little B-cup bra. And then the next picture is somebody with sagging breasts. All right, so that's my 10-year challenge, okay? You guys could kind of fill in the blanks and use your own imagination on how it looks. But these 10-year challenges and all of these challenges, I get annoyed because it means people don't have enough to do. I mean, don't people have jobs? Aren't they supposed to be saving money? Aren't they supposed to be trying to find toilet paper, helping deal with the supply chain crisis? And instead, there are people that are obviously able to work and able to access their computer home doing the challenges. And then I have to watch it. Okay, I like to use my news feed as news. I like to know what's going on. You know, when something does happen nearby, it starts to trend. So I do get a lot of my news on social media. You don't want to get your news, and that's not the news I share with you. I do my cross-check and research. But again, that's what I use for the news feed. I don't want to see two pictures of somebody that has been photoshopped, that has been purposely picked, hand-picked. That's not really you. 10 years ago, okay, so 10 years ago was 2012. Alright? I was in my first few years of radio. I think I had gone from XM to iHeartRadio. I think I joined GCN Network. And so probably, you know, then my kids were just starting to be in their preteens. And so I guess the look on my face was a very confused, shocked, bewildered, what the hell is our future going to look like, you know, type of, yeah, I that's not a picture I'm going to post. I'm going to find a picture where I look good, where I look skinny, right, where the kids looked happy, you know, where the husband looked like he was putting up with me. That's the picture I'm gonna post. And then now, of course, everybody looks better in their 10-year picture. You know, and so it gives other people this false sense of, well, wait a second, I look 10 years older, yet everybody else looks better. They look slimmer. They look tanner. Well, it's because we have more filters. We have more phone filters. We know how to pose. I learned, took me a while, but I had to, there was a huge learning curve for me to figure out how to take a picture online. So rather than sitting there dumpy, in 2012, I know how to pose and get that angle and get that chin and, you know, hide the freckles and, you know, so it's ridiculous. But if there is any good to anything, and I like to be positive about stuff. I don't like to just sit and complain and criticize, although sometimes, you know, with the current administration, it's hard to reach for straws. But, you know, the one good thing is I think a lot of people are realizing that they might be in a better position now than they were 10 years from now. I don't. I mean, I think COVID ruined everything. I think, you know, the fact that the government can at any time shut you down, I'm a little nervous. But I have to admit, I think I am a little healthier now than I was 10 years ago, God willing, which is a shock for 10 years. I think I look better now than I did 10 years ago. I think I might be overall happier now because a lot of my goals have been met. The kids are older. I have some amazing people in my life that I didn't have 10 years prior. You know, I lost one of our cats, but, You know, but for the most part, all the other animals are still with us, you know, and one is though, Shaky Boo is, he's circling the farm, and I'm just hoping that he doesn't leave us anytime soon. So, you know, for those of you that are kind of fooling around with that, and don't use mine as an example, because those are not my boobies. I just decided for fun to use somebody else's breasts, you know, as an example of, you know, what's been happening over 10 years. In fact, I believe I had surgery. No, I think I had surgery in 2009. Yeah, I had a lift. So, in fact, I'm still perky after 10 years, which is fantastic. But what I do recommend you use this 10-year challenge, and don't go on social media if you're not on social media, is to think back where you were 10 years from now, and did you hit the goals you hit? Because a lot of people, they get depressed about age, another birthday, we're coming into another year. I am not excited about my birthday year this year. You know, and there's a whole different way to look at it. And I realized, while everybody was putting up stupid pictures of themselves, you know, I realized that actually I think I hit my goals and I think I am happier now. If you don't feel that way, don't just shut off social media. Do something about it. If you don't think you're healthier now than you were 10 years ago, why not? Get on the treadmill. Diet. Eat some more vegetables. Right? Quit smoking. But, you know, cut back on your alcohol. Go get your mammogram. Get your prostate checked. Get your colonoscopy. Get that job. I mean, one thing that's amazing right now, people, that a lot of people don't realize is you could almost name your price for a job. If you want money, it's out there. Everywhere I go, people are hiring. And I bet they will give you what you want in pay. I mean, don't be asking for $200,000 a year, but I mean, if you're like, well, I don't like where I am financially. Go get a job. Make money. You can make money right now. I understand COVID stinks and everybody's sick, but I got to tell you, man, the best time to ask an employer for a raise and ask for money or ask for a job is when they have half their staff calling out because of COVID. And even though everybody's going to come back in a week or two after they get over COVID, I think a lot of employers are like, I don't want to be down like I was. So you guys can actually name your price right now. So my suggestion to you is don't be putting up stupid pictures for the 10-year challenge. Put up what your goals are, what you hadn't achieved, and what you did achieve. I know a lot of you are like, well, didn't you promise you would do a better show? Well, okay, I don't have all. That's more like a 40-year challenge goal. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of things we accomplished in the last 10 years, despite COVID. I think that's going to be a lot better than booby pictures or pictures of people at a gym. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, all right. I'm not sure if the government's got this one right. Okay, I think this is going to be a little bit of a cluster, and I'm not here to criticize, but I just don't understand why the government does things the way they do, and I think there might be a better way to do things. So, here we go. Okay, we have an Omicron surge. Many of us have runny noses. I've tested negative for COVID twice. It's been days. My nose still runs a little bit. I wear my mask. I feel good, and gosh, my nose still runs. And then I don't need a test kit. I need a Kleenex. That's what I need. I ran out of Kleenex and toilet paper. Honestly, we're doing all this for COVID, and we really need people to blow our nose. We kind of need our medicines. So at least they're working on one of the supply chain issues. And our COVID tests in the midst of this now Omicron wave are far and few between. So a lot of people do not have access to COVID tests. All right? I don't blame the Biden administration like a lot of people do. I'm not going after them for that because there's so many other things that they've done wrong, okay, all right? But the reason why I'm not going after them for that is because all these different powers that be before Omicron decided, oh, why don't we test before you go back to school? Why don't you test? Why don't we test you before you go on a plane? Why don't we test you? And so there was this big use, this big demand for them, such that all of a sudden when we did have the Omicron wave, which we all expected because we've been following what happened in South Africa and following what happened in the UK, we ran out. So running out of test kits, I don't really blame Joe Biden. I think we have bigger fish to fry with what's happened with the administration. But where I do blame the Biden administration is not addressing the accuracy of these tests. Why did I test negative for COVID twice? Because you don't have COVID. I don't know. I can't say that. All I know is last week my symptoms looked pretty damn close to everybody else who seemed to have COVID. And how come so many of my patients say a week or two later they finally test positive? So I've been saying this, medical experts have been saying this, we have a sensitivity issue with the tests. So now that the Biden administration is getting on distributing tests and coming up with ways for people not to pay them, I'm thinking, but we might not, these tests might not be as sensitive as they need to be for these variants. Is anybody addressing it? You know, we're always one step behind or two steps behind, just like with the booster. We're talking about a fourth booster right now, and the shot has not been updated in a year and a half. All right? You know, we're giving people a vaccine for the wild type virus. Meanwhile, our flu shot is always updated each year. And everyone's like, look, we're getting everybody their boosters. It's the wrong shot. We need a newly formulated shot. I mean, yeah, it's nice. It's better than nothing. I'll support you in that. But why are we behind the curve? When do we have an administration that is ahead of the curve? Why didn't December 31st of last year, when the vaccines were already in most of the hospitals and being administered to almost all the healthcare workers, why didn't Biden say, well, Biden didn't come into power until the 20th, or Trump even, but why didn't on January 20th, Biden say, okay, start making the new shot. We know there's new strains and new variants. All right, update it. So next year we have the new shot. Why didn't anybody do that? Why didn't anybody say, let's double check the efficacy of these test kits? Why didn't anybody say, okay, let's give people masks at work? Let's make sure people have access to N95 respirators if they want. Where is that? I mean, you really want to be one step ahead. You're not going to be able to stop COVID. It's not Biden's fault that we have COVID in this country. It's a virus. The nature will always win. But it is their administration's fault. If they haven't been working on a new vaccine, if they aren't allowing therapeutics to go through FDA review, and other, I mean, if they aren't looking at some of the data that we're seeing with fluvoxamine, ivermectin, even diphenhydramine, that's where I fault them. So this is the latest move that they did, which, again, some people are thinking it's fantastic. I think this could be done better. But the HHS Secretary, Dr. Becerra, says it's been, they are going to now expand access to free testing with at-home tests. Starting January 15th, which is Saturday, the new coverage will allow consumers with private health coverage to go online or to a pharmacy or store, buy a test, either get paid for it upfront by their health plan or get reimbursed for the cost by submitting a claim to their plan. This requirement incentivizes insurers to cover these costs upfront and ensures individuals do not need an order from their healthcare provider to access these tests for free. Now, why are we getting the insurance companies involved? I think anybody who ever looks at the EOBs that their doctor gets realizes insurance companies don't pay the doctor. Doctors have been doing stuff for free and then begging and hoping and waiting for reimbursement. Now, some of us doctors are like, well, it's about time the patients kind of see what we had to deal with. But then the government is going to have a big mess because people are going to be ticked. If they don't get reimbursed, like their doctors aren't getting reimbursed, they're going to be ticked off. Now, insurance companies may be like, oh, no, I don't want to tick off the consumer. We don't care about ticking off the doctors, but I don't want to tick off the consumer. So maybe insurance companies might make good on these reimbursements. But all I know is I had to eventually close my office down because insurances were notorious, you know, in terms of finding reasons not to pay. So now you're just going to get a bunch of angry Americans. Beginning January 15th, individuals with private health insurance coverage or covered by a group can purchase over-the-counter diagnostic tests. Okay, what if you don't have insurance? Insurance companies and health plans are required to cover 8 free over-the-counter at-home tests per covered individual per month. So for a family of 4, you can get 32 tests at home a month. Okay, that's nice, but one, are these working? Are they very sensitive? And two, do we have enough? I mean, I like the idea of getting ready for the next wave. Okay, I think we totally missed the boat on Omicron. So that means we might have a whole bunch of COVID tests at home. I'm sure some people, even if they don't need it each month, will get 32 a month. So they will have exponentially a whole bunch of test kits at their house that they could later sell on eBay. So, again, I would probably do this differently, where I would have National Guard set up some tents, let people come up, grab test kits to take home. I don't think I would involve the insurance companies. If the government is going to pay for a lot of these and subsidize these, then why not just pass them out unless they don't want to pay for them and they're trying to force Blue Cross and Aetna to pay for them? Over-the-counter test purchases will be covered in the commercial market without the need for a healthcare provider's order or clinical assessment. So that means if you want to get a pregnancy test, you don't need a doctor. If you want to get a COVID test, you don't need a doctor or PA or nurse practitioner. So now, the reimbursement. They said as part of the requirement, the administration is incentivizing insurers and group health plans to set up programs that allow people to get over-the-counter tests directly. Insurers and plans would cover the costs up front, eliminating the need for consumers to submit a claim. When plans and insurers make tests available up front through preferred pharmacies or retailers, they are still required to reimburse tests purchased by consumers outside of that network, a rate of up to $12 per individual test. So if you're out of network, you should only have to pay $12, I think. Or no, they will reimburse you up to $12, so you pay the remaining. If an individual has a plan that offers direct coverage through their preferred pharmacy, but they purchase through an online retailer, the plan will still have to pay up to $12 per test. Are the pharmacies staffed? Do the pharmacies want to even deal with this? Last I saw, the pharmacies are having supply chain issues and not enough staff. Not to mention they have to give boosters. I'd like to hear from the pharmacies on this one. State Medicaid and CHIP programs are currently required to cover FDA tests without cost sharing. So if you have Medicare, if you have Medicaid, if you have CHIP, I don't believe it's going to cost you. Check with your Medicare Advantage plan. I don't see in this statement what happens if you don't have health insurance. We don't have everybody currently working and have health insurance. So right now, if you have insurance, you get 32 test kits a month for your family of 4. What are you going to do with them? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Maryland man has lived for 3 days with a pig heart beating inside of his chest. 57-year-old Dave Bennett agreed to be the first to risk the experimental surgery performed at the University of Maryland Medical Center. In the 9-hour surgery, doctors replaced the heart with one from a 1-year-old 240-pound pig, gene-edited and bred specifically for this purpose. Stacey Abrams, the influential Georgia Democrat and gubernatorial candidate, will miss President Biden's important voting rights speech Tuesday in Atlanta, Georgia, due to a scheduling conflict. The voting bill has President Biden wanting all elections to be run from Washington, D.C. Although Democrats said the 2020 election was fair and accurate, changes are needed. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn calls the partisan voting bill an attempt to steal elections.
It's a sweeping takeover of our democracy.
USA Radio News. There is a lettuce recall going around as testing by Dole Foods showed some of them contained listeria.
The recall affects dozens of states and comes weeks after the company issued similar recalls in December and October. The FDA says the affected products are Dole brand and private label packaged salads processed at its Springfield, Ohio and Soledad, California production facilities. Affected store brands include Walmart's Marketside brand, Aldi's Little Salad Bar, Kroger, HEB, and President's Choice. Customers should throw out these products. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The dad in the Bronx apartment where Sunday's deadly blaze began acknowledged on Monday that he apparently pushed the front door back so far, trying to save his daughter, that it got stuck open. Fire officials say the open door fed and allowed the smoke to travel throughout the building. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you reached out last night about the pig heart transplant, and you were confused why this was the first of its kind procedure. Haven't we been doing it this whole time? No, we've been using parts of pigs. We've been using pig valves. This was the world's first successful heart transplant where the heart was completely a pig's. So this is a huge breakthrough. I think it's cool. I think this is cooler than cool. Now, I understand in a lot of religions, pigs are considered dirty. And so I'm not sure if there's going to be multiple religions that won't be able to benefit from pig being within a human. But then again, I mean, I gotta look up what the Bible says again on transplants and organs and things like that. As far as I'm concerned, I remember the Bible saying, you know, you have to live. I mean, don't quote me directly. Okay, if my mom heard me misquote the Bible, she gets all mad. But if I remember correctly, the Bible said you do what you got to do and you do it and just live. Okay, even though it probably was like doeth what you got to doeth. I mean, however the Bible said. And so even though a pig is not kosher or halal or, you know, I mean, if you're going to die, because you need a heart, and you could use your pet pig's heart. I think it's okay. So again, I'm not a rabbinical scholar or a priest. I know, big shock. So I think a Maryland man is now on day 4 with a pig heart in his chest. The surgery was done at University of Maryland Medical Center. It marks the first time a gene-edited pig was used as an organ donor. Now the recipient was Dave Bennett, 57 years old. And he agreed to be the first to risk the experimental surgery, hoping it would give him a shot at making it home to his Maryland duplex and his beloved dog, Lucky. Yeah, always name your dog Lucky. You got nothing to lose. He said it's nothing, or his son said it's nothing short of a miracle. It extended his dad's life. He said that's what my dad needed, and that's what I feel like he got. Wow, amazing. It was a 9-hour surgery. He replaced his heart from a 1-year-old, 240-pound pig, gene-edited and bred specifically for this purpose. Now, I don't think we have a lot of details on the gene editing and what they did. My guess is it's to make it less antigenic, less susceptible to being rejected. He was so sick, Mr. Bennett, that he couldn't qualify for a human heart transplant. He was on a heart-lung bypass machine post-surgery, but the critical 48-hour post-procedure period went without incident. Right now, doctors are monitoring him for signs and symptoms of rejection, as well as a rare infection from a pig virus that can infect humans. Dr. Christine Lau, chair of the Department of Surgery at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, said people die all the time on the waiting list waiting for organs. If we could use genetically engineered pig organs, then never have to wait. They could basically get an organ as soon as they need it. Plus, she said, we wouldn't have to fly all over the country at nighttime to recover organs to put them into recipients. This is huge. This is huge. Over 100,000 people are right now sitting on organ transplant wait lists. And they're not living productive lives. It's because they have organ failure. When you have organ failure, you're either in the hospital or you are, you know, at home requiring medication, 24-hour care. It's not easy. 6,000 people die every year waiting in vain for somebody to be an organ donor, especially when we're looking at hearts. I mean, obviously you can't donate to a family member your heart unless, of course, you're about to die. And doctors won't let you sacrifice your life for it. Now, why pigs? Well, pigs are similar organs to humans. Pigs, very similar in size. I mean, again, this pig was 240 pounds. So you have a 200-pound male, they could work. You can't really use an elephant heart, and you can't use a hummingbird heart. So this is called xenotransplantation. And the fact that this was able to happen is huge. According to Robert Montgomery, this is a truly remarkable breakthrough. He's a transplant surgeon at NYU Langone. He's a heart transplant patient himself. He said, I'm thrilled by this news and hope it gives to my family and other patients who will eventually be saved by this breakthrough. So, in September, Montgomery moved the work forward by becoming the first to transplant a pig kidney into a person. In that case, and a subsequent surgery in December, the person had been declared brain dead. Montgomery kept the body functioning via machine for more than 2 days each time, showing that the human immune system would not immediately reject a kidney from a gene-edited pig. But again, it wasn't obviously the most successful surgery. So what they did in September of 2021 has now been taken to the next level, and being able to do xenotransplantation, use pig body parts or pig organs, is huge. Now, what about the animal rights activists? Well, okay, I love animals. I love animals, You know, but I eat a burger. I eat a steak. And so I can love animals as much as I could sing their praises, but I eat them. I'm a carnivore. I eat animals. When I was riding my bike, bugs would fly into my mouth. I had the option of spitting them out or swallowing them or trying to vomit them up while they were still alive. It was easier for me to just continue to ride my bike. So I am guilty of flourishing on the backs of animals. We then have to make a decision, which is a very difficult decision, I get, for some. For some, it's an easier decision. On do we move forward with this type of groundbreaking, life-saving procedure, even though animals are being bred to die and be used for our hearts, our life? Is a human being's, life expectancy extended another 5 to 10 years worth the death of a pig? It's not easy. It's not an easy decision for everybody. But animal rights activist, according to USA Today, is objecting to use of pig organs. According to USA Today, they said there would be more human organs available for transplant if health authorities assumed everyone was an organ donor unless they opted out instead of the opt-in system. Animal trials, many people feel, are essential to begin new therapies in humans. That's according to Reverend Tadu Pacholsik, Director of Education of the National Catholic Bioethics Center in Philly. So, I would say this. Look, okay? There's this kind of growing thought process that if a human's organ is going to fail, then that human was never destined to live and let evolution take its course. The problem is we have already messed with evolution when we do antibiotics, when we do baby formula instead of breastfeeding, when we, are testing and treating for COVID. I mean, we are already, if we're already making the move to protect humans, then and help human evolution, then we're already, how do you pick and choose later? Well, we might not do the pig heart. I want humans to live quality lives. And I think they have a right. I think if we have the science and we're not, cloning people and making a new Aryan nation or whatever, I think that we can, resolve a lot of the ethical concerns and make sure it's not being used for gain of function, things like that. But as far as I'm concerned, if you could save a human life with a pig heart, I'm for it. I think it's fantastic. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests.
Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew. Let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DUCK-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So since New Year's, my mom, who's in her late 70s, I have had isolate. Not so much isolate because I'm mean. It's because I just don't want her around the kids, and I don't want her to get sick. And with COVID all over the place, I want to protect her. The problem is, you know, how many more days do we keep our loved ones locked up and not, I mean, I don't lock her up, but, you know, isolated while, you know, we go through wave and wave and flu season and cold season and pneumonia season. So talking to us next is Dr. Lee Lindquist, Chief of Geriatrics at Northwestern Medicine, to kind of talk to us about how we got to do this balance between, you know, social isolation and keeping our seniors healthy. Hi, Dr. Lindquist. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Right. You bring up a very, very important topic because we've been trying for 2 years to protect our vulnerable parents and grandparents, but we could be hurting them at the same time.
Yeah, and I think when we started out with this COVID, the big thing was that we wanted to protect our seniors as much as possible, like you did with your parents. But what we've seen is that with isolation, there's been so much negative effects for older adults. The main thing I'm seeing is that people's physical function is getting worse. They're weakening. And then on top of that, their cognition is slipping. So people are not meant to sit in a room all day alone. Or even with another partner. I mean, we're used to being social creatures, interacting with people, and that's taken a huge effect on older adults' cognition.
Exactly. We've been talking about, you know, brain fog and a lot of how it might not all have been the COVID virus, but the fact that many of us have been home on a computer, you know, that it exponentially rises, I think, for older individuals who have been their whole life around other people and used to that social connection.
Absolutely. What we're seeing is that people who, one of my favorite analogies is if you think about your brain as a muscle, the more that you exercise it, the more that you stimulate it, the stronger it's going to be. But like any muscle, if you don't use it, it just changes into fudge. And so that's mm-hmm. what we're seeing with a lot of people. If they're not getting their brains active, if they're not getting stimulated, they're literally in four walls, you know, looking at a TV set like they're at a nursing home, when they're actually not. They're in their own home. But this lack of stimulation has really affected people's brains.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk very honest on our show because, again, we don't want people to feel like, you know, feel guilty for having those thoughts. But I speak to a lot of younger, middle-aged, you know, children of older individuals. And a lot of what they've told me is, one is they don't want the guilt of making their family member sick. And so it's the lesser of two evils. Or the other is they don't have time to take care of somebody who's in a hospital right now. And it's easier for the older person to isolate than to get sick with COVID. So what sort of advice can we give people who are choosing the lesser of the two evils when, you know, I think isolation will in and of itself cause more morbidity?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I'm a middle-aged person with an older adult parent, so I'm with you guys on this. What I'm telling people is make it your New Year's resolution that you're going to make time and call your loved one. Even phone stimulation has been shown to be helpful for older adults. So calling your seniors, you know, once a day, a couple times a week, enlisting others. You know, I have we have the grandkids calling the grandparents, you know, the kids are calling the parents. So, you know, having intergenerational calls, you know, where the grandkid is calling the older adults. Many of our kids are, you know, still at home doing schooling, and so it's easy enough for them to, you know, reach out to their grandparent as one of their jobs or one of their things. And if you're a senior, I always say call your senior friends or call people you haven't talked to in a long time, because if you're worried about bothering them, no, don't be. Worry more about helping them to be cognitively stimulated, because seniors can easily make the call and contact their friends, talk to them, meet up to go for a walk. And so forth.
So true. The other thing I like to do, because my mom has a lot of nervous energy and she always wants to do that, this is where I get it from.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, but, you know, give them something to do. One thing I'm already feeling in my family is lack of relevance. As my kids are now adults, I'm like, wait, I still have a role. And so, I love that you're geriatrics trained and it's one of the most challenging fields in medicine. You know, what sort of ideas do you have for families on what seniors can do so that they're still very relevant, they're still, you know, contributing to the family and having a purpose?
Yeah, that's a great point. I love harnessing and leveraging technology. I mean, technology mm-hmm. is here with us to stay, and there's so many seniors that are just learning how to use it or doing better with it, like on Zoom calls. So one of my favorite things is to engage younger generations, like grandkids or, you know, teenagers, et cetera, to teach the older adult how to use technology, or teach them how to use a smartphone, teach them how to text, and then they go back and forth and share memes and all that other fun stuff. And then the senior gets to kind of learn the stuff, which is great for their memory and great for their cognition. So I think it's bidirectional. And one of my favorite things is that research has shown that grandkids that are spending more time with their grandparents actually treat their parents better. And so it's definitely in your best interest to include the grandkids, if you have them, in any relationships or in any discussions, you know, social engagements with the older adults.
Exactly. Yeah, my kid gave me the exhale yesterday when I asked him to help me with something, and ooh, that did not go well. So yeah, I need them to learn a little bit more respect.
And I say the same thing with my kids. I say, you're doing it. Let's go. You know.
Yeah, exactly. We're speaking to Dr. Lee Lindquist, Chief of Geriatrics and Northwestern Medicine, and congratulations, by the way, that is a huge feat. Northwestern Medicine is fantastic, and so to chair and chief, you know, such a field is very impressive. So, you know, the medical risks that seniors have with loneliness and isolation, you know, what I think a lot of people don't realize is, you know, we think, okay, well, they don't have dementia, they don't have cognitive issues, they aren't mistaking their medication because I spoke to them last week and they were fine. We're not going to be able to pick up on morbidities or medical issues if we're not checking in on them. Do you see that sometimes it's almost like an indirect neglect where we don't mean to, but we miss a lot of, you know, medical issues that could be popping up?
Absolutely, and no one should feel guilt about missing things. This is our busy season right now in geriatrics for our clinics and our outpatient appointments. Just because everybody was visiting or checking in on their seniors over the holidays, and they said, oh, wow, mom is missing up a lot more than she used to. Or, oh, you know, dad is really forgetful. And it's not that they've missed out or need to be, you know, regretful about anything. It's just that they're identifying things that we haven't had that much of an ability to observe. So if people want to schedule appointments to see a geriatrician, you know, find the ones in your area. If not, Northwestern does telehealth geriatrics, and they can easily get a hold of us to do a remote consult.
Which is fantastic. How can people find out more information about you and what Northwestern Medicine does?
Yeah, so you can actually reach out to us through our Northwestern Medicine Geriatrics website, which is at nm.org/geriatrics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made the mistake of teaching my mom FaceTime. And now,
fantastic! That's way to go! Yeah.
No, I'm in the toilet, you know. And if I ignore her, all of a sudden she calls, and I can't FaceTime text back saying, "Look, I'm in the bathroom." So I need to almost kind of temper some of her tech because she's really gone overboard with it.
That's fantastic. I got to say, I love it to hear seniors using technology more, and I love that people like yourself are introducing people to it.
Yeah, with regrets. Dr. Lindquist, thank you for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.